U.S. researchers have used a novel approach to save the lives of monkeys infected with the deadly Ebola virus. The journal that published the results says they are an important step toward a possible treatment for the disease, which is fatal in up to 90% of people infected. Ebola virus, first identified in a 1976 outbreak in the former Zaire, is one of the most lethal diseases. It is also one of the most gruesome. Many victims bleed from the eyes, nose, and mouth. But bleeding occurs in less than half of Ebola cases. The most serious aspect of the disease is excessive blood clotting. Scientists believe the virus increases the production of a substance that promotes clotting. As the blood becomes thicker, it blocks blood vessels, leading to shock and the failure of multiple organs. Now, researchers have attacked the problem by preventing blood coagulation in a small group of Ebola-stricken monkeys, saving some of them from certain death.
The main value of this study is it shows that there's a possibility for treating this disease.
This is virus expert Thomas Geisbert of the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases near Washington.
This certainly gives us potential because we have a lot of different strategies that protect rodents very successfully against Ebola. In other words, antiviral drugs and different treatments that protect rodents. But when we employ those same strategies in monkeys, they haven't quite panned out as well, which is why we were excited about this, because it actually did protect monkeys.
In the experiment, Mr. Geisbert and his colleagues injected 12 monkeys with Ebola virus. 9 of the animals then received a protein that inhibits blood clotting. As they report in the medical journal The Lancet, all untreated monkeys died, but 3 of the 9 treated monkeys survived. Mr. Geisbert points out that with a disease that kills nearly all monkeys who get it, a 33% survival rate is welcome.
I mean, these animals became infected. They got sick, but they did not get as sick as the monkeys that died or were not treated.
Even the 6 treated monkeys who died lived 4 days longer than they would have without the anti-blood clotting drug. The researchers say they hope the treatment can be more successful in people because Ebola does not kill humans at the same high rate it does in monkeys and progresses more slowly. There are no effective drugs to fight the Ebola virus itself in people, but if there ever are, Mr. Geisbert says he envisions using them in combination with the blood-thinning drug to increase the survival rate.
We're hoping that maybe by augmenting this particular strategy with other strategies, we can even improve a little bit better.
David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.